One of the many questions that come up regarding Corona and regarding Tefillah, back in the day, and perhaps depending where you live, they had a discussion about porch minyanim. In other words, if everyone's on their own porch, but they all could see and hear each other, so could you be mitzaref for a minyan? So we've discussed it before. We'll go into it another time. That's a major discussion. Rav Schechter is machmir, or he thinks that's the halacha, but he's machmir. He says you cannot be mitzaref. You need 10 people have to be in the same rishus. And many other poskim, especially poskei Eretz Yisrael, Rav Usher Weiss, Rav Sternbuch, and Rabbi Felder from Lakewood, they're all mako on porch minyanim. So that's one issue. But that's the issue we're talking about now. So let's assume you have a regular minyan. You have 10 people in one place. The porch minyanim is you have 10 people, everyone in their own place. And the chiddush is, or according to some poskim, that could be a mitzara for a minyan. But the question we're discussing now is, what about you if you have asara b'makam echad? You have 10 people in their own place. And there's another person who's at a distance. However, he's close enough, is shomeyes atzvilah. He could hear the davening, except he can't see the whole davening. He can't see them. Let's say there's a little wall blocking, a thin wall. Maybe he could see through them, they can't see him, or let's say he only could see some of them, depending on what yeshit is, on everyone seeing one another. So two questions. One is he permitted to answer? Could he answer to Kedusha, Kaddish, Brachas, anything? And secondly, even if he can answer, is it considered like Tzvila B'Tzibur? Do I say no? He's still davening for Yachid, but you can answer. There were some, I think it was, I forgot who, some, I think it was Zelig Epstein. He used to answer Amen to Brachas when he watched a wedding video from 20 years ago. So the fact you could answer to a Bracha doesn't mean that you could, that it's considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the post can bring down, there's a famous Gemara in Pesachim. If it wasn't famous before Corona, it's a lot more famous now. Nothing to do with Corona, but this is the Gemara they quote. The Gemara in Pesachim, Pehe Amid Beis, based on the explanation of Tosfos, Rashi's cholek there, but the way we seem to pasken like Tosfos, the Tosfos says, over there it's talking about being what's considered being in the same room. I think it could be talking about Korban Pesach, and you have to be in the same place. So what's considered, if you're on the other side of the door, by the door, what's considered to being B'makam Echad? So, Tosfos writes, She'im kol asar B'makam Echad, if one person is, if 10 people are all together in a minyan, so the Gemara, so Tosfos quoting, Chazal, Afilu mechitza shel barzel, eino Mafrida ben Yisrael Aviyem Shabbat Shamayim. That even if you have 10 B'makam Achad and you're somewhere else, you're close by, so even if there's a Mechitza Shel Barzel, you're still considered part of the Minyan. And Reino Shekach Achei Nifstach B'Shulchan Aruch in Simin Nunhei Sifchaf, I believe, Shem Yesh Asara B'makam Echad. If you have 10 in one place, Shechina Shuya, the Divine Presence is there. V'cho Echad Yocho Lehistarif. And anyone else who could hear the minyan, or see some of them, if there's a lack of Sirif, that you're not actually there. But V'cho Echad Yocho Lehistarif. Ki Afilu Mechitza Shel Barzel Eino Mavsika Ben Yisrael Laviyem Shabbat Shalai. That seems to be the Pesach in Shulchan Aruch, like Tosfos. That if you have 10, as long as you have 10 davening in another place and you're close by, you could hear, so you're mitzaref to the minyan. And the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkan Samach Aleph Kosev, Sheyachol Lanos Kaddish Kedusha Hu Baruch Hu. You can answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. And here's the kicker, because that the fact you can answer doesn't mean that you're part of the tzibur. It might mean you might have a chiyuv to answer if you're a bracha. However, what he says, V'gam yochol lotzeis yidei chova b'chazores hashat z'meinu baki b'tfila. So we know there's a halacha the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah. One of the reasons for the institution of chazores hashat is that for the eino baki, if you know how to daven, you can't rely on the chazores hashat. But if you don't know how to daven, you listen to the baki. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't know how to daven, you could be a yotzei with the chazores hashat, implying you are part of the minyan. So it seems right. So at least you can answer anyway. So that's so he says. So clearly answering, it seems to be clear, even if it's not tefillah but tzibur, you should be able to answer. What about, is this considered tefillah but tzibur or not? So in the Shari Tshuva writes, Sha'adam kezeh nechshav kemispalol im hatzibur. The Shari Tshuva says, not only can you answer, but it's considered tefillah but tzibur. And that is also the opinion of the Aruch HaShochan, Simen Nun He Sif Chaf Gimel. To quote the Aruch HaShochan, "Emispalim imahem." If you're davening together with them, even if you're not literally in their room, you're behind the Mechitza Shel Barzel, Nechshavim kemispalim b'tzibur. So it's like you're davening b'tzibur. V'chein das hachazanish. Shenechshav letzvila betzibur. So we have the Shari Tshuva, the Aruch HaShochan, and the Chazon Ish all saying it's tefila betzibur. In fact, that's what the Rav Shechtis is over from the Rav back in YU. So they used to have on the third floor, they used to have a mitzvah in, and maybe they still do. So what happened was, usually people coming from all over, so there are people standing at the door, davening, so you can't get in. So many people were davening out in the hallway. So they asked Rav Soloveitchik, the people davening out in the hallway, is it considered tefillah b'tzibur? So Rav Soloveitchik thought it was. So same, add him to the list. He goes with the Aruch HaShochan, etc. So that it's considered tefillah, it's like you're davening b'tzibur. That's the opinion of the Chazon Ish, Aruch HaShochan. However, on the other hand, you have the Chayi Adam, Klal Lamed Aleph, right, Adam Kizeh Yochol Anos Kaddish VeKedusha, Ale Engo Din Shel Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the Chayi Adam disagrees and says, you're allowed to answer, but it's not considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's the opinion of the Chayi Adam. And Chelek Aleph, the one who davens behind this wall, whatever the exact scenario, is like you're davening by yourself. Then no, you don't count as part of the ten. So he's saying you're considered. So you're considered davening b'tzibur. Just not, you're considered b'yechidi, and that can't be. Maybe you can't count as part of the minyan, as the ten, but you could be chashav k'mispal matzibur. And he says, "Well, Indian lano is kaddish v'kedusha, kaimelan dafil machitza shabarzo eino mafsekas." You could definitely answer. V'nira li, the amen yesh me rabba v'kedusha yana davi rak psukim avol baruch hu yana. Amnon. That's so. The Chayyadim says you could answer to kedusha because it is psukim, but don't answer to Baruch Hu. However, he quotes the Radvaz, Jezu tefillah b'tzibur. And when the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayei Adam, he says, "Shnei shezeh tfilas yachid." Umas haradvah shesavash yud tfilah betzibur. And because of Chayei Adam, Hamispal usham ki umispal bichid rak kaddish v'kedusha yachol la'anos. So, the Chayyab disagrees, but we have the Radvaz joining the Aruch HaShulchan as well as the Sharei Tshuva, the Chazon Ish. And they quote Rav Shlomo Zalman Orabach in Halicha Shlomo, Perech Hamishi, Hara Yudches. In a situation where, let's say, there are 10 and you can't see in, Hareishi Yecholin Lanos Al Kaddish V'Kedusha. He says you can answer Kaddish V'Kedusha. Avo Ein Zen Nekshav K'Tfila B'Tzibor. But it's not considered Tfila B'Tzibor. Now we'll get into Zoom as well. Anyway. Uva Mishnah Brura Sifkan Nud Beis Simen Nud Hei. Shafilo yesh asara, even if there are 10, harei shetov yotesh yisfalo mamish im hatzibor. Even though we consider it tefilo betzibor, of course it's better to be... Right, so therefore we have the shiloh. Let's say there is a... You have 10 people and you're like close by, but you can't see them, they can't see all of you. Is a wall blocking, so we pass them even Machitza Shel Barzel. What does that mean? So even the Chayei Adam would agree that you can answer at least for Kaddish and Kedusha. Most assume Tosfos that you can answer. Everyone agrees you can answer. Basically, I guess to how much you're answering, because Machitza. Afilo mechita shobarzo, eno mafsekes. So the Gemara in Sochem, Pehei Amar Beit, based on Tosis, says that you can answer the Yoko with Starei, and you can answer. And the Mishnah Brua says even to be Yotzi Tzvila B'Tzibor. So then you have the Sharei Tshuva, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chazon Ish, the Radvaz, Soloveitchik, all saying that it's Nekshav Ketfila B'Tzibor. However, the Shaila is, but what about, so what if you want to actually, you're in the same, let's say it's the same scenario, but let's say it's your Yortzeit, or it's not your Yortzeit, you're in Avelis, or it's someone else's Yortzeit, and you want to say Kaddish. So we said you could answer, and it's Nekshav Ketfila B'Tzibor, but can I say Kaddish from where I am? So that was the Shiloh. Somebody asked that a Yortzeit Alimo, but he says, it was a porchman, whoever it was, but you couldn't see them. So that's already more difficult. So most would say, She'eno yachol lomar kaddish, kevin she'yesh liyos betok minyan asara. You need to have 10 where you are to say kaddish. U'misha shomeya, limro she'yachol anos, eno yachol liyos, even though you can hear, but eno yachol liyos shliach zibor. You can't be the shliach zibor. The one leading the crowd can't be behind the mechitza. V'eno yachol liyos shliach zibor. I feel loa ma kaddish. Because the one who says Kaddish, he's like the Shliach Zibra at the moment. Machin Pasak HaMishnah Brura, even the Mishnah Brura is Mekel, that it's your Tzvila B'Tzibor, but not you. In Nun Hei Sivkan Nun Vav, Einu Motzi, and Afilim HaYasara B'Ktana, Einu Motzi and Yidei Chavosov, Afilim Inna Dekuam B'Ki, and B'Gmol Gorob, Einu Omar Kaddish V'Kedusha Sham, Kevin Shabamakam Shu Omeid, Ein Sham Minyan. About Kishyesh Minyan, B'makam HaShliach Zibor, about Nikama Ein Lo Lomar Kaddish Kedusha Sham Kevin Makashu Ome Ein Sham Minyan, about Kishyesh Minyan, b'makam asher yaksiv avadei motzi afil osan shu acharei beis hakneses v'shomen machav v'magam hu michav v'yotzei. And you know, you could have in mind a miyotzei. So therefore, basically, if you have a yortzeit or you need to say kaddish and you're in that position, she yakshiv heitiv l'kaddish v'yane amen v'yechashiv lo ki'u amar kaddish agada ha'ona amen yoser meham avarach. Because it's greater to answer kaddish, it's greater to answer amen than to make the bracha. And as the Gemara says in brachas and in Gimel, and that's the same psak the poskim give regarding Isha Avela, a woman who's not saying Kaddish, she could, it's different in Hagen whether a woman say Kaddish, assuming she's not, she just come to Shul and listen. So Yechol Ahakshiv Kaddish Anos Amen, Uvakaktia Maila Gidola Lavia Ki'ilu Amra Kaddish, and we'll get it's Ki'ilu Aso. So even though it's Tefillah B'Tzibur for, so the most lenient, and that seems to be the mainstream, is if you're davening, you get tefillah b'tzibur. However, if since you can't see them, you're not there, so therefore you can't read the tzibur. However, if you can still answer him, you can just, if you answer amen to the kaddish, ki lo yatzah. So same thing. So definitely, the shaila is the Zoom better than being next door. So on one hand, again, assuming next door you can only hear and can't see. So I guess, so none of the posts can say that I'm aware of that you could say Kaddish on Zoom. Certainly if there's not a minyan, even if there's a Sarab HaMekam Echad and you're zooming into the minyan, at best they said, maybe there's no, it's no Brachu Levato, it's only Psukim. So, Rez Melamed, he's quoted as saying to say Kaddish, he didn't actually say, he said, he was asked for those people who feel like strongly, it's more like a ceremonial thing than it is you get credit for Kaddish. So maybe it's no bracha of Atala, but he's saying no one thinks you're mitzvah. So even to see, to someone who's next door and can see in, so there may be there's more to talk about, but you're on Zoom, that's more difficult to say, unless of course you're assuming that seeing on Zoom is considered seeing. So if you, just like if you're next door and you can see them, so then we assume, so that's a discussion. If you could see them from another porch, so again, if you assume porch minyanim are okay, so then, you're part of the minyan. So that's them. Yeah, so the simple pshat, so Lamaisa, you can answer basically, and so Zoom you could answer as well, I'm assuming. You could answer Kaddish, Kedusha, everything, and it's Nekshav, Ketfila, Betzibor. However, you can't lead the service and you can't say Kaddish, you listen carefully, and Zoom would be the same way. If you're next door, like literally right next to the shul, and you open the door and everyone can see you, so then you could be, then we can assume you're part of the Tzibur, then you can even say Kaddish from there.